from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the Back Page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
So that was actually going to be the story that I was going to lead with. That's why I came in with Luda. But look, man.
Sorry.
All the stars come out last night on Ludacris night for the Luda Bobble. Place was freaking packed. There were lines outside the gates 5 hours before the gates even opened.
Wow.
People camping out. I have no idea what these people do with their chairs when they actually get to go in the game. Maybe they leave them outside?
Are you not allowed to bring them in?
No.
Sure, but I guess you could. I don't know. Why would you want to lug around a chair and take it to your seat? Like,
I don't know.
It just seems very inconvenient.
But some of those chairs are really collapsible now, though.
Yeah, and you could probably wear them on your back and
whatnot. Yeah, they got a little strap.
If Luda can come out with the get-back hands and the get-back feet, the size 35 freaking Air Force Ones, and throw a strike.
Yeah, man.
I'm tired of the excuses.
Amen.
None of this.
Amen.
If you can't throw a ball over at least to the catcher,
right,
you got no business
making the ball.
And he did,
yeah,
because he had to.
Yes.
But
the ball.
That thing was a strike.
No, yeah, and I'm really curious as to how the ball, he came out with the ball in his hand, hand.
It looked like it was some sort of like double-sided tape or something like that.
And he just kind of heaved it, but he put the ball back there after the catcher brought it to him.
He must have practiced that a little bit to be able to get like the right motion down and when to stop it and get it over the plate. But yeah, if Ludacris can throw a strike with a prosthetic arm,
yes,
then
a very, very big one.
What's your excuse?
You know, Fitty?
Because you're trying to pitch it.
Yeah.
Toss the ball.
Oh, I'm throwing
just
it.
Toss the ball.
But you got to throw a strike, though.
Just yeah, you don't have
do
to.
Do what you're capable
toss
of.
Toss the ball.
If you're capable of a fastball, get up there and zoom it in there.
There's nobody capable of a fastball if your ass can't throw a fastball and you're not throwing out the first pitch.
I can throw a fastball. It's not that fast.
Well, that's what you
fast
should come
me
up there. A fastball is just, you know,
I'm throwing,
ball across four seams.
If I ever get to throw out a first pitch, I'm pitching from the rubber and I'm throwing it hard.
All right. That's what
that's
I'm
how I'm built.
Throw what you're capable of.
I don't doubt that. I know for a fact you're going to do that.
Just go 75%.
Don't even go 75%.
Well, I'm not going to try to hurt myself. I'm not trying to throw like, like what's his name from last night? What was the guy's name from last night? Ben Joyce.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to do that. But, you know, put a little zip on it. Doesn't have to arc. Just pop the mitt.
Well, you can have a mild arc.
Pop
you can barely
the mitt.
Tell that it's an
pop
arc.
Yeah, catcher's back there for a reason.
Because the catcher's below you.
You might want to put the gear on. Okay? This one's going to
come
in
there. So when Andy Bunker
hot
comes to throw out the first pitch, you don't need no blooper security guy back there. You need an actual catcher.
Yeah, I want the actual
at least
catcher.
Eddie Perez.
Give me one of those guys. Okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Give me Darno back there with the knee pads
Whoa,
on.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Or Sean Murphy, whoever's not catching that night.
So Snit last night in the postgame, look, you heard a little bit of this from Grant. And sometimes, you know, it's hard to understand why baseball managers do what they do. And part of that is staying with your guys. And that's because baseball is a very, very inconsistent game. And you're praised for doing something right 30% of the time in this game. All right. So last night, Snit had to defend Jorge Soler again because he had another blunder in the outfield. And Chris Sale wasn't even on the mound this time.
I guess it's not personal.
But he did have an RBI.
Yeah.
But Snit has to go to the podium and defend Jorge Soler. And I would have pulled a Snit cut out of this clip, but there are so many. This is such a just a gracious freaking.
You hope. You know what? I mean, it's every day I wake up and I think, man, I'm hoping this. You see this, you know, a guy puts a uniform on and it's just like, my God, he looks like that football player at Dick's that, you know, models the, you know, the uniforms or whatever. And just, you know, because you just know what kind of, and I've seen it, and we just know what kind of damage he can do. And it's just like, you know, how's he going to get on a run if we don't keep him in there? You know, because you just never know, and he might square one up and that be the thing that clicks. And then this guy's got a chance to just, you know, as we have before years, you know, a few years ago, we just jumped on his back, you know. So he's just so dangerous, and the what he can bring is so huge that you just got to. To me, you got to hang with him.
Because what he can do
what
is,
he can bring
is
so huge.
Unfortunately, he also plays right field like the mannequin at Dick's.
Ever.
Very similar.
Every time a damn ball flies that way, Schnitt's like, damn.
Here we go again.
He closes his eyes when the ball's hitting the solar, probably like, please catch it. Please catch it. Every single time. Yeah. It's
crazy.
It's an adventure. Out there with him.
Hey, he's still going through spring training right now.
Crazy.
It's an adventure.
That a guy plays right field for a Major League Baseball team that's a good Major League Baseball team and is that bad at it.
It's like, can he play the other one?
Crazy. Left field?
Yeah.
Left field's a little bit bigger at this
ball probably comes out there more. I don't know.
I'm just trying to, like, can he do something? Can he play the other one? I don't know. Like, put him in, like right center and let Michael play.
I know, that's the thing.
I don't know.
You got to do it like softball. Just put him like right on the line and then have Mike's got to play the whole thing.
Yeah,
and he can do it. Mike got to a ball yesterday that most center fielders would have had to dove for, and he caught it no problem.
Dude.
Every night he does something
else. It's crazy.
Because he's playing next to Jorge Soler.
Like, we're going to play. You see that big guy out there? Let's just hit a damn.
Man, we used to make fun of Ozuna. We got a new one.
Yeah.
We got the new Ozuna. He does it every night.
Is he worse than Ozuna?
Yeah.
Do you think Ozuna's better?
No, because if he wasn't, then Ozuna might be out there. I don't know. God, that's a great question.
Who's a better fielder, Soler or Ozuna?
Now,
Ozuna's
won
a gold glove. He did. He has won one.
Oh, it's crazy.
Soler has actually played solid outfield, too. He did that in 21 for us.
No, it's true. It's true. It's just been a while.
He's going through spring. That's what happens when you DH a whole season. You got to go through spring training in August.
Got to rev yourself up.
He's revving up.
So, latest episode of New Heights has dropped. And you know what? I guess there's just a small tinge of jealousy here for me to just not be able to go out and purchase anything that I want to.
I bought a horse, man. How about that?
I did see this.
How about that? Old Swift Delivery.
So, did the name prompt interest? Or did the horse?
I'll say, you know, when the stars align, you know, it's just, it feels good to, jump on align? Board.
So, latest purchase by Travis Kelce.
Buys
him a racehorse. And that should actually be a lot of fun to own.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool to own a, like, a thoroughbred.
I saw something that was really disturbing because I've never seen this before. I saw a video of them shoeing a horse.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
And I was like, what the hell? Like that's like that cruel to that? Like, how they were.
I know. Seems like it would hurt.
How they were scraping the hooves and everything like that. I'm like, damn, he don't feel that? And then,
they nailed the horseshoes in there.
Put the horseshoe right in there.
I was like, they don't feel that?
But if they do all that racing and galloping on artificial surface, it'll destroy their feet.
Yeah, I understand
that. That's probably the worst part.
Yeah, I understand. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like how they were doing that.
I know, it's very aggressive.
And it was. I was like, damn, they're a horse.
Yeah, we're
back with a horse.
Somehow we stayed. We went out to South Carolina a couple summers ago and stayed at like a stable.
Uh-huh.
Like there was a nice Airbnb above a horse farm. It was pretty cool, actually.
Like on Roadhouse?
But not, it was nicer than that. But and nobody ripped anybody's heart out. But we went down there because the lady was grooming the horse. She was like, if you want to bring your daughter down, she can see the horse.
Right.
But you probably want to leave before I have to do the foot maintenance.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? She's like, it just gets a little aggressive.
Dude.
Like, all right. You can brush the horse.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's.
I was watching. I was like, damn, they digging in the man, the horse foot and all that.
Yep. Yep.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.